So I
just want to say that I'm at the home of Mrs. Fuda, and you lived on Robert Street, and you had the store on the corner of Robert. Do you know when you lived on Robert Street?
When did you move there? Do you remember?
I think 81, 82.
No, on Robert Street.
No.
In Harvard.
Here you moved, 83.
I passed the door and said too long.
On Harvard.
Yeah, Harvard said too long. My auntie moved from Harvard to come here.
Yeah, but when did you move to Harvard?
Oh.
Not here.
I moved to Harvard.
Yes, I just asked her when she moved here. That's what it
is. 1916.
Johnny was born in 1961.
Yeah, born.
Okay, you know, you said your memory is not very good, but I want to talk about.
Well, memory very good, just not see.
Oh, you don't see too well.
No, memory, I remember when I was a young girl,
You remember everything, so that's good.
So can you tell me, when you lived on Robert Street, when was that? On Harvard Street.
1960.
Maybe 1950 something.
59. Maybe.
1959?
I think. 1959, 1960.
Mrs. Peretta moved over in 1958 onto Robert Street.
Yeah, so maybe 1960, because they John by 1961.
That's Johnny. When Johnny was born?
Yeah, 1961. And it was there not too long.
Okay, so you were there before 1961.
Yeah.
Okay. And when did you move out of Harvard Street? When did you move up here?
1981.
91,
right? 91. Yeah, 91, sorry. Wow. I'm trying to remember the dates here.
82, maybe.
Okay. Now, but you also owned the store on the corner of Robert and Harvard?
Yeah, Robert and Harvard. The bank closed, everything closed. Nice people there. Everybody loved me. I love here. I remember the people die young. Very best, no customers, just the very best friend for me.
So you had good friends. Your good friends lived there.
Yeah. Especially the mother-in-law.
Mrs. Peretta was your friend.
Yeah. I feel sorry.
And she knows all of, like when we were talking before about the Giannonis, and she knows Aunt Mary, like Maria. Remember Maria Giannoni?
Yeah, Maria Giannoni. Yeah,
George Giannoni.
Yeah.
They all were social together.
Maria, che dicimo? What you say, Maria?
She's got dementia now. Yeah, she doesn't talk too much. She's forgot everything.
But at that time, there were a lot of people from Italy living in the neighborhood. Yeah.
And I have a store, and a lot of people want to come into my store because I have Italian things. And
products.
So what did you sell in your store?
Sell because my husband wants to. My husband wants to sell because he says I work too much. And I don't want, really, I don't want.
But your husband and you worked in the store together?
Yeah. More me.
Mrs. Fuda was there all the time.
Really?
Always, yes.
The night time when the kids for school, St. George's School, come in across late, I wanted to get for spaghetti, for salsa. I give, thank you very much, Mrs. Fuda. He called me Mama Bravo because I have this like Mama Bravo.
Mama Brown?
Mama Brown. Nene Kane, when I learn like the hood. I call the night time when the boy come in. We call Mama Brown.
Oh.
Okay.
In the can.
Yeah.
So you worked in the store, but at night you went home to be with your children?
No, children haven't got this money. I went to Rocco and that too.
Rocco, her older son, just died about 3 years, not even, 2.5 years ago.
March.
March it will be 3 years.
I'm sorry.
This is the life, and I can't make it. I can't change it. This is the life I come in, and nobody changes.
Mrs. Fuda was very. She didn't have to go far when she was working for
home,
because upstairs was where they lived, above the store.
Yeah. I live upstairs. I have one biggest gala table. Oh, I go up and down. The salesman I know. I remember the salesman who was.
So you live now, but I lived at 158 Robert, and you owned that house, or Johnny owned that house? 158 Robert Street. Yeah. I lived there.
Yeah.
So
I don't see them when you buy it.
No, because you had already moved up to this house.
Yeah. I see when they put for sale, I go there.
I lived there until Johnny sold it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I bought a house on Borden Street.
With the boy.
Yeah.
I wish I found it now, because I know the phone better work. I phone now. I better remember you.
Sure. Do you want to phone him now? Maybe after we talk for a few more minutes. Okay. Mrs. Fuda?
Yeah.
Would you tell me where you came from before you came to Canada? Where did you grow up?
In Calabria. Reggio Calabria.
Ma
vivo far away from Reggio, Reggio Province.
And how old were you when you came to Canada?
I think 30 years old. Because was 10 years married. 10 years.
So you got married in Calabria?
Yeah, in Calabria.
And you were there for 10 years?
I have 2 kids, Rina and Rocco. I have 2 kids. I bring 2 kids in Italy.
So Rina and Rocco were born in
Italy? No, Jan born here.
Yes. Rina
Johnny was born here.
Yeah, Jan. Okay. Rocco.
Hello. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Didn't interview. Hi, Nana.
Hi.
How are you?
I am Rosanne.
I'm the grand. I'm the first grandchild. Sister went to pick up the little.
Oh, so that's your sister. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't realize that I was gonna be here. Try to be here half an hour before you, and then when I'm half an hour after you, they run long.
Would you like to join us?
I will join you in a moment. I'm just going to settle some things. Now,
well.
I was going to offer make a tea. Would you like one?
No.
You're fine?
No, maybe coffee. Italian coffee.
Okay.
Espresso,
yeah.
I'll take a big coffee.
That's a good novel. So she's going to interview. I'll be back 1 second.
Okay. So you came to Canada with 2 young children.
Yeah.
And then you had Johnny here.
In Jan, 1961, Jan. And born.
Right. And when did you open the store? Around that same time?
Same time. When I was packing in, I don't know, was a couple of months by Jan.
So you were a busy woman. You were working in the store and you had 3 children.
Yeah.
What? Tell me what it was like in the neighborhood. What did you think?
Everybody good. Good for me, everybody. Good people, good personality, good friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I can say I have it in Portuguese.
Yes.
Or not be there. Mm-hmm. Portuguese be there now. Mm-hmm. Friend, Italian, Sicilian, Sicilian.
Sicilian.
Si, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And there were some Jewish people there too.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all, actually the people who you bought your house on Robert Street were from, I think it was Mr. Silverstein, wasn't it? Or Silverstein? The one that Johnny and Rena bought, that house on Robert Street.
Oh, not the name of the tomato, not
yeah.
too long.
He was a tailor. I remember that, yeah.
Not the name, not take everything.
Yeah, that's okay. So, but you know, you were asking Eleanor what kind of things she sold in the store. And she had lots of produce, and she had like mortadella and all the cold cuts. You had everything, right?
Yeah, Italian things. Mortadella, salame, Genoa salame, and prosciutto, prosciuttino, e come se, salsicce, I don't remember come si chiama.
I can't remember.
Is that another kind of meat?
Lungo, oh no, I can't tell you to Rosanna, not in a mare, no, sometimes.
So you had a lot of meat, different kinds
of meat? A lot of meat, yeah, and I sell Billy chop, pork chop.
Oh, so it was a lot of meat.
Oh,
yeah, and, yeah.
Part of it was a butcher.
Chicken legs, chicken wings.
Oh,
yeah, all
because
chicken.
I know there were some Jewish butchers there, and now
yes.
I'm learning you had all these Italian kinds of meat
also. Yeah.
So it was different from a lot of corner stores have no
cheese,
meat.
Cheese, mozzarella, ricotta. Provola, provolone,
oh, yummy.
Formaggio.
Yeah. And you can go in there and even buy like a dish or a bowl or,
oh.
you know, she had some things like, you know,
yeah, some,
like housewares.
Yeah, yeah. I keep it
things
too,
for the house.
I think somebody come in, one want something and I have to go far away. Dish and that, a lot of things at home, but home. Yeah.
So look, you were an Italian woman and you were working.
Yeah.
Were a lot of other Italian women working or were they staying at home with their children?
Yeah, I have one that was my niece.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, if she before work with somebody and after tell her, maybe.
But I'm wondering, some mothers stay at home and some mothers go to work. And I think at that time a lot of mothers probably didn't go to work.
No, I'm more quality time.
Yeah.
When I have a job, I stay 1 month.
Yeah.
Relax, I have to start work. No work too much, make a cash.
But it, when I'm listening to you, it sounds to me as if you liked working.
Oh, yeah. Even for now.
Yeah.
I feel sorry and I can do what you want because then I can work and I cannot see.
That's just water.
Thank you.
No problem. Wow. But this tray, in case you need it, has her official name, Albanese Maria Tassafuda, with her date of birth. Because by the time she spells it out for you.
Thank you.
My granddaughter make a phone. My daughter, make a party and give one to everyone. Everyone a person, give one
her. And when her birthday, that was
so you got a lot of, you got some nice gifts.
Was like 9 years ago.
Yeah. And I show the pictures when I make a 80 years.
Okay.
80 years, no, this 50 years. Me and my husband, she make another party.
So you had a 50th anniversary party.
Che sta parlando te, no? Che cosa vuol dire? Questo era di quando fa 80 anni.
No, questo fu...
Quando ha fatto 80 anni, no?
Quando ha fatto 80 anni.
Yeah,
siamo
in Chiesa.
Quando facciamo fare con nonno.
No, e now you're 50
years in università. In università.
Yes, but I don't remember what you gave up. Now, you know I'm going to bother you. We're going to move this back so I can sit there across from you.
Okay,
sorry.
I'll turn this off a minute. I just want to say, I want to welcome you to join us. You are Mrs. Fuda's granddaughter.
Yes.
Tell us your name, please.
I am Rosanna Lachisano. My mother would have been her daughter, Rina Lachisano. Rina Fuda would have been her daughter.
Oh, okay. So I know I've been in touch with Rina.
Yes.
And she has health problems, so
yes,
it's hard for her to come and join us.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you're here. Okay. So thank you. What we were just talking about is that your grandmother was always a working person. And you were just saying...
She loves outside work versus the... She's not a home person, yes. So the store, she thrived in it because she was able to be working, but at the same time, because the community around her was very Italian-oriented, in the sense that they were all there for the first time from Italy, she got to associate with... It was like being back home. Yeah. She didn't feel like she was working. She was just associating with her mom.
Her social life.
It was, because you caught... It was just like if you're back home, you would catch up at the marketplace. So she was the marketplace.
Yeah, she likes people. What school did your children go to in the neighborhood?
In
Lord Lansdowne.
Okay, I know my mother went to public school, so...
Lord Lansdowne.
Would that be the grade school?
Yeah, that's at the bottom of the
and
street.
And then there was... okay, is that the one near Christie Park? Is that the high school? What's one?
That was the high school. Okay. That was Harvard Collegiate.
Okay, because my mother... I know my Uncle Johnny went to St. Peter's one, but my mother's school was all public. I know she did a two-year high school program, which would have been, I'm not sure, at the high school collegiate. What was down... Escola da mamma, tu stura guarda?
At Christie.
It was at Christie Pitts or Christie. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm afraid I just know
Christie,
it was public. Okay, I know she had long walks home. Okay, and then
where did Johnny go to school? Did he go to Lord Lansdowne?
He went to Catholic
Lansdowne,
school.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lansdowne. Yeah, that's where all the boys went.
When he was a boy, and after go
Central Tech.
Yeah.
He went to Central Tech then.
Yeah.
When you lived above the store, who else was living there with you?
I have my family, my husband. Uh-huh.
That you shared with your sister-in-law at one point, no? Zila Nina and Uncle Sam.
Oh, I have my sister, he live in Barrie now.
Your sister lives in Barrie now.
Yeah. So it would be her husband's... Your sister-in-law, Zila Lina, who's still alive, believe it or not, but she only see there a little bit of time. At one point, they were there for a year, would be her husband's brother, mm-hmm. whose name was Vince, and his wife, and their children stayed for a year. And another point, my grandfather's youngest brother, who's still alive, he lived with them for quite a few years. So, yeah, until they all found their own place, they were staying with them.
So that was a very strong pattern, because I've heard this before.
Until they're settled, their family is staying with
they
you.
They move in and they pile in, and there could be 6, 8, 12 with one or two kitchens, one bathroom, and they're all there and they...
And it makes the cousins grow up more like siblings versus cousins, because my mother and her first cousins felt more like one family versus the cousin, right? So, yeah.
So has your mother obviously your mother has talked a little bit about that.
Well, you know, we actually, is there a picture here? You know, with these kids coming, I'm going to go find some pictures. There was a picture here with all of them, the little cousins growing up together.
But the fact is, the family grew up, the older generation who were 30 and 35, yes. 40 years old, and the younger generation were all together.
Yes.
I guess no grandparents came.
Like, no, her parents were very much, her mother was alive back, but they were back home, so...
Okay,
but you know what? At one point, my grandfather, her husband's father, did come over, and he ended up splitting... He ended up... When he passed away, he was in her house, but he did split time between the other son and her. So yes, at one point, they did even have an older... I was 5 when he passed away, my great-grandfather, but I remember him being with them. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How did you learn to speak English?
You know, speak very good English, man. Just like that. And I go to school, nothing. I go to school before, it was okay. But I don't have time. I want to take a license for a car, and not, I don't have time.
She regrets not having her license for the car. The one regret that she's, because she says she regrets not learning to drive.
This door, I cross it late because of the people who come. I feel sorry see the door close. And cross the lake. My husband sometimes go by the lake and stay there. I live upstairs, I have to go. Sometimes Mrs.
Barretta.
Barretta, Lena.
Lena, yeah.
Come in the night time too, because I know a Colette. Another one, Mrs. Colette, I knew there, but she died.
Mm-hmm. This is Coletta, yeah.
So you regret that you didn't learn to drive a car?
The one thing hear over and over,
really?
Yeah.
No. So not time technically sense, I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know where she would drive to, but she regrets not learning her.
But did you have a car? Did you?
Yeah, my grandfather had a car.
You have two cars, one called Cadillac. And another one Buick.
I always remember this golden Cadillac. In those days, with the parking and all the less cars and that, you could afford to drive a huge, nice car. Like, I would not want to drive a huge car now in this city driving.
Cadillac?
Yes.
Buick.
I remember him picking me up from school in that Cadillac.
You have been, you know, very fancy.
Yes, very fancy.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah.
Is that you and your husband?
That would be in their kitchen above the
I have a big one in the corridor when I make 50 years in the
side. Very, very nice.
Yeah, it was too fat, I don't know. yeah. Look, too fat, yeah. I don't know why.
I don't remember her being heavy.
No, but anyways, she's got a thing about weight. So.
I don't know why.
When you were living there in the house, did you have a garden behind your house or any space behind the house?
I don't think she had a garden.
No.
They just did
the back lane.
Yeah, they would do barbecues. Because she had a butcher shop inside the store, they always had barbecues. So, where a lot of families were having maybe meat once at the end of the week as a treat, it was very common to eat meat every day at her house because they had the butcher shop. So I remember lots of barbecues.
Sometimes we go far away in farm. What you call it? Farm.
You would go to the farm?
Yeah, go to Argentina. My sister loves my son.
You go to the farm for what? Not
whose
to get
farm
no, for
was
picnic.
It?
When,
oh, you mean like the
sandy,
beach more?
Sandy.
More the beach. Oh, they used to go to the beach.
The beach,
a lot.
Yeah, the beach. Africa.
My parents, yeah, and then we never did the beach thing, but apparently they. Which one though? Which beach?
Like in Simico,
So did you close the store?
On the Sundays you were closed.
Oh, Sundays you were closed and you would go to the beach.
Yeah, because I never go no place.
Yeah.
I bring it to Norina, Rocco.
Bring where now?
Yeah, Lago Simico.
But you brought, Norina remembers too, you brought my mother. The whole family went, you didn't leave her home. My mother speaks of these because she would say, like, now I don't know anything, I never did beach things, but like people go up north, it's crowded, it's crazy. But in those times, the 50s and 60s, it was really easy to just go and have a nice relaxing day.
You believe I don't like eat meat till I'm because I have too much flour. I don't like eat.
You don't like eat meat because why? At the beach because of the sand. Well, because they do a barbecue up there too. She's very fastidious, my grandmother. When we cook, we have to have our hair tied up and an apron on, and no one dips the same spoon.
I have my brother-in-law, Vincent, brother, my husband, and my sister-in-law. For me, like two sisters.
So you're very close with your sisters-in-law.
Never, even married in 1947, never argument.
No arguments in all those years.
No. She phone in the morning, or me, or here, every day.
That's wonderful that the family's got along so well.
Yeah. For me, I don't know. I have 5 years more. And I look for here like a small girl.
You look at her like she's a child?
Yeah.
Well, because my grandmother has an attitude that she can teach you something.
Yes, I have more. She have
Come on, leave all the part of the Fate Harvard Street. They just sent a part of the berry on your cigar.
No, my other chair.
I'm telling her, let's stick to Harvard or we're just going off. But she wants to know your memories of Harvard Street, Anna.
Can I make a card of this?
Did you tell her what year you went to Harvard Street from Italy?
Si.
I know they first lived on Emerson and a couple other little streets before they actually bought that store.
When you were living on Harvard Street, did the neighborhood begin to change or it always stayed the same?
Some changes, some not.
Yeah. Could you remember any changes that happened?
For me, nobody changed. It was all okay.
But the people were the same, or did the culture start changing? Era sempre italiano e giuda o cominciò a cambiare?
Certo, quando cambia.
But while you were there, it was the same. So while you were there, it was always the same.
When I live there, everybody okay. Yeah, after.
Was it safe?
Oh, yeah. Was it safe? Safe. Yeah. It was very safe. Tu poti dormire qui a Porta Aperta? Lo sapevi se era safe?
Never scared there. Nobody come. Nobody making trouble. But now I'm changing the time. Before it was like my house. Before I want to come in here and that. But dopo was very, very happy. Especially dopo have a store.
So, okay. So
when you don't have nothing to do, you worry a lot of things. Remember? After I have a lot of things to do. Nice friend. All the people for me was friend.
Did you have any friends who were Portuguese, or were all your friends?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes?
Yeah, Portuguese. I have lots of Portuguese.
And some Jewish friends?
Jewish, not much.
Not much. So, but Portuguese friends?
Yeah, Portuguese, yeah, yeah. I have one other neighbor, he called Louis.
Louis?
Yeah, Louis and la figlia Maria.
Oh. I can't remember his name.
My move there, from there.
Yeah, I know.
Move, I don't know if they're move or not.
I don't think they're there anymore. No more.
Mrs. Fuda, do you remember any stores besides your store was a butcher and a cheese shop and a corner store? Do you remember any other stores on Harvard Street?
I have one. In Brunswick, come on, I don't leave it too long.
Brunswick. What kind of store was that?
He put spaghetti, like no meat and like.
But was it a restaurant or was it another
restaurant? Oh, I have a restaurant too. They make a pizza.
Oh, a pizza restaurant.
I don't know now where it is.
Carrados.
Yeah. Oh, I think no. Now I tell you, I have a great, the best, all the family.
Yeah.
Work there.
Mr. Cromer was across the street. Do you remember Mr. Cromer? He had Cromer Radio.
Oh, yeah, Mr. Cromer. Oh, the best friend too.
Yeah.
And for, he go back for Joe Pelleggi.
Joe Pelleggi, yeah.
Giving trouble. And this is the best friend for me and for...
Peretta and Cromer.
Yeah, yeah. And the best friend in the street. This is a great family. Yeah.
And
for me, like the same family.
So you felt that close to them, and like you were your own family.
Yeah.
What about, where did you go to church? Was there a church near
San
there?
San Piero.
And where is that?
On Bathurst Street.
On Bathurst Street, yeah.
Uh-huh. Bathurst and Bloor.
Yeah. Sometimes I think, I don't go really tired. After I think, for store get up, for church, And then, it was 10 years, all my life, I remember I go to church. All.
Before you came to Toronto?
Yeah.
And then, but when you came
now
to
I have 4 years to not go, because my legs are not good. The priest send the communion here.
Oh, that's very
to
nice.
To every 3 Sunday.
Oh, that's very nice, yeah.
Yeah. Everybody love me, I don't know why. I don't know what to do.
Because you're so nice.
I don't know what to do the best. Everybody...
Yeah.
Speak too good for me.
You're a beautiful woman.
This lady, Angela, call. Sometime, all the time, when for pass the time. Hi, Bella, hi. Rocco, vieni qua.
Did you see them? No.
Come in for school.
Yeah.
Rocco, did I walk in there with you?
Did you ever go to Kensington Market?
No, one time ago, before.
Yeah.
And not much.
Well, I guess you didn't need the market. You had your own...
No, I was before I have a store.
Before you had the store, you went.
Hola.
Hola.
At this time, the recorder was turned off. Then it was turned on again a few minutes later
for a few final remarks.
Okay, Mrs. Fuda.
See,
your granddaughters are here. Your great-grandchildren are here. It's a busy house. I just want to say thank you. I enjoyed meeting you, and I enjoyed listening to you talk about your life on Harbord Street in Toronto.
Thank you, too. Thank you. Thank you, Sylvia, too.
Yeah.
It was my neighbor and now far away. I miss you.
Yeah. I miss you, too.
And thank you very much, too. It's really been a pleasure having you help and listen to what you've learned through from the generations.
Thank you.
Thank you.